deliberately going over the fruit to life eternal, and then we know that we're ordained that we should bring forth fruit in our life. Remember, we have not chosen Him, but He has chosen us that we, and ordained us that we bear fruit. That's God's will. And I'm going to take us to a spot that's controversial with some folks, and we're going to chew on it this morning and see what's literally coming out of our lives. Turn your Bibles. I'm going to read one verse here in Matthew. Turn with Matthew 18. And we have the fruit of the Spirit, all the gifts, part of the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit that He's given us. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, and all the peaceable fruit of righteousness which we covered last week. And that peaceable fruit we found there in James 3, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and good fruits, and easy to be entreated. Those are things we need in our lives, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, I want us to look at this few verses here, and then we'll go over here to Mark. But look here, and I was reading this early this morning, and then again this morning. It was morning 1:12:31 when I was reading this, and this morning I read it again. So when I say this morning, I know what I'm talking about. It was still morning. Either way you look at it, it was morning. 18, and look at verse 1. And at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto Him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble themselves as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now I need some feedback from you. If we had a child in here, and I brought the child out to sit right in the midst of us, and we're all watching, what's that child do? Come on! Oh my! That's an understatement. Kind of scrunches down, can't even look up, can't even look out. Very, very humble. And you notice our Lord here says, except ye become, He calls this little child out, brings this little child right in the midst of them. Everybody's watching. Now it ain't just His disciples, there's a crowd around too. It's everywhere Jesus was, there's what? There's a crowd. So this little child comes up, and as this child sitting there, no doubt petrified, scared, there's the experience. That child is totally reliant on who to protect it? Does it speak out a turn? No, it's sitting there quiet as a mouse, scared, humble. And Jesus said, except ye become as this little child and be converted. What happened to you, Pastor, when you got saved? When the Spirit of God smote you in the back of that church and you bowed your head, who was you at that time? Was you that little child in the middle? Humbled before a holy, righteous God that humbled over you and brooded over you, and you felt His presence and you couldn't even look up hardly. Is that you? That was me too. Was that you, Brother Artie? Was that you? That was me too. So there's something very keen I think a lot of people's missing going to say His prayer and all this easy believism junk. But there's a process of realizing who you are in the presence of God. And that humbling little child sitting there, scared. Oh, I was scared. But I knew I could only do one thing in my heart, bow my heart and look up. So, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And began the fruits of the Spirit be manifested out of my life. From that day, it begun to bloom, to come forth. And you heard what it was, except you be as this little child and be converted. It used to be in the old days, that's what they said. You been converted yet? They wouldn't say saved. I don't even like that word. So you've been converted. Been regenerated. Have you made a change? Converted. The whole process of this little child being... It was showing the condition of somebody under conviction of the Holy Ghost. When you become humble and quiet, God's brutal. I stood there and shook with fear of God in my heart. I had that what they call the old Holy Ghost, fighting tears off, knowing God loved me, and God was a squeezing my heart and squeezing my life, and I knew what I needed to do, and I knew He was calling. God was there. God showed up. And God makes all the difference. You don't get saved when you want to. That don't happen. You get saved when God draws you. God does the fishing. You do. Not very many fish I've ever seen just jump in a boat. Don't happen. Now let's look over here in Mark. Mark. I didn't even write it down. I hope I can go by memory. It's going to scare me to death. Mark chapter 4. Now we know this is the parable of the sower. And he's sowing to do what? That he can bear, get fruit. That's the whole principle. I know you've been waiting for this for a while. We'll dig in a little bit today. Verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1, Gospel according to Mark. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. There's a message of preaching, I even taught it. It said, no root, no fruit. If you have no root, there's no fruit. And who's the root? The root's Jesus. If there's no fruit on the tree, you ain't been to Jesus yet. Okay, let's move on. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And here's the good one. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now there's the difference of the born-again believer, that some bears a little bit of fruit, some a lot of fruit, some a whole lot. And we know it's God's will to do what? He's ordained you that ye bear fruit. That's His old design. Now let's look at these. I know I want some more feedback here. Number one, the first one said, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth, and when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Does that sound like a saved person? That's someone that heard. They received the gospel, they heard it. Maybe even the Holy Ghost was pricking them. Pricked by the Word of God, because the power of God's Word will get you pricked in your heart. Well, you realize it's truth, and you know it's truth, because God cannot lie. But, and right as soon as anything come out, it just, whoosh, gone away. And what was the other one? Oh, I missed one. The very first one. And he sowed by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came devoured up. Sound like a saved person? Another one that heard. But as soon as they heard, it went in one ear and right out the other. Don't look at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Nod your head if you're with me. If you're not, shake your head no. Let's get this out. If you're not with me, we'll get together on the same page. So those heard and it went in one ear and out the other. In other words, they heard, somebody just put another thought in their mind. I don't need that. Whatever it was. And they went on. Then the other fell on stony ground and it sprung up. So something happened. There was a pricking in their heart and they heard and it began to do some convicting, but then as soon as any trouble got out, their mind overcome them. And what's the next one? Some fell among thorns. Now listen. And the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. That sound like a saved person? Another conviction, though. God was there because something sprung up. But there was cares that they had in their mind. And the cares of their mind choked out everything that it tried to do. So there's three seeds doing nothing that did nothing. One sprung and it choked out. One sprung up and the heat got it. And one that went in one ear and out the other. Do everybody agree that those are three lost people? Okay. Just getting some clarity. And then some... others fell on good ground. Now give me some feedback. What do you think makes good ground? Hello, Miss Bland. Good to see you this morning. Amen. What do you think makes good ground? Let's go back to that little child. When Jesus called that little child out, set that little child in. You imagine all them people. You know how kids act. Boy, they just shrivel up and look. Let's get charity to do that. Let's set her up. She really just shrivel up and just... If she was a turtle, she'd disappear. You know, the head go in, legs. You know, she'd be gone. You'd be in the shell. Humble, 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 humble. So, good ground is a preparation of... what's the other verse we had? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Heart is the preparation of everything. If a heart's not right. I stood in that second pew from the back and God the Holy Ghost mocked me to save me at 8 years old. And I knew it was God and I felt the humbling on me and I was in the presence of God Almighty. And God was saying, you need to be saved, and I wouldn't move. I thought there's things in my life that were more important. I could have finished the process, and they said, what's the use of fighting God and just letting Him have His way? Lord, I trust You. Be merciful to me, a sinner. And that's all you have to do. It is really easy, but it's a condition of the heart willing to just put up the white flag and say, Lord, what did I say? Lord, what Paul said on the road to Damascus? Lord, what will I have me to do? Study that out. You'll be surprised how many times someone gets converted and they say, Lord. Something went up from the heart, the preparation of their heart, what got them saved. So it says, and some fell upon good ground. And did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. So, if you're not like one of these, I got 2 minutes and 50 seconds. If you're not being converted according to the Word of God, and I still hold in 1 Corinthians there where it says, therefore, if any man there means you, and that's in the Greek, male or female, if any person, any man therefore be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, behold, all things have become new. I was telling that young man at work, I said, the day I got saved, my eyes, I seen everything different. Everything was different. Because God, somebody else camped out inside me. I was converted on that day. I was changed that day. When Jesus come in, He converted me and began to bear fruit in my life. And one of the first ones, when this is love, joy, peace, the love, I felt God's love and it wooed and I wanted to share joy that I felt that I never experienced ever before in my whole life. Glory to God, Miss Bland. Amen. I agree to that too. Joy. Because I got somebody camped in and started cleaning house. And it was God, the Holy Ghost, moving inside me. And then the peaceable fruits of righteousness started to make themselves known. That's why in Timothy we see these things. But with godliness, with contentment's great gain, for we brought nothing in this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. You see a U-Haul behind the hearse? Now, unless you're Elvis, you know, they bury his car and his guitars and all that. You don't take nothing out of this world. You brought nothing in, you're going to leave with nothing. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that which be rich fall into temptations and snares, and we was talking about this earlier through the week, how hard it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Now Jesus, He was talking about for the rich to be saved. And the disciples said what? So it's impossible for the rich to be saved? Jesus said all things are possible to them. So it can happen. Sometimes I think we just need to quit worrying about the pauper on the side. And we see the rich and say, well, we can't witness to those. No, we need to witness to all of them. And the more that fruit, and remember there's the fruit of love, joy, peace that we have inside. We covered some of that. And we covered some of the fruit that people see. Because He said, ye shall know them by their fruits. And then we have the fruits of eternal life. It's our gifts that we have, that works that we do here on earth, and the ones that we witness to that get born again because something we had a part of, whether handing out a tract, handing out a Bible, whatever it may be, you might have been the one saying, you know, God loves you, and that's all you said, but that might have been the key word to that person realizing, God loves me. And getting a hold of that, and that might be the thing that got them saved. So we have the fruits inside us, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, the fruit other people see in our lives, and the fruit in eternal life. And I'm done. I'm a minute over. I'm sorry. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love You. Thank You again for Your goodness, dear God. And thank You, dear God, that You're able and willing, dear God, to bear fruit in a believer's life. Lord, someone here under the sound of my voice, dear God, unlearned, undone, or they come in this service, unlearned, undone, dear God, let today, oh God, let today be the day. Dear God, there's people full of pride and hell, and they never get another chance. This could be the last opportunity anyone has to get right. Someone backslid to get back in the fold, or someone unlearned, undone with God, and today needs to be their spiritual birthday. God, help us this morning. Please move only as You can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.